This episode is sponsored by Gummy Cube. That's G-U-M-M-I-C-U-B-E, gummycube.com. And if you think that web data and mobile data are the same, well, they're not. You can get all the mobile data you need from Gummy Cube to help you optimize your app for better results. So use accurate mobile data. Just go to gummycube, G-U-M-M-I-C-U-B-E.com. Start using mobile data. Don't use Google search data. It's not going to help you out for your app. So that's Gummy Cube, and thank you very much for sponsoring the show. So let me tell you about the fantastic sponsor behind this show. It's Apptentive. They are trusted and loved by thousands of customers. Now, don't just take my word for it. Here's some things that people are saying. PRX said, after including Apptentive, we saw our app ratings improve by 1.5 stars. That's real improvement in the app review ratings. Real Networks said, an amazing tool that revolutionized how we interacted and supported our mobile customers. So to listen to your customers and find out how best to get feedback, go to apptentive.com/appguy. That's apptentive.com/appguy. And thanks, Apptentive, for just continuing to sponsor the show.
This is Michael Lovgren. I'm the creator of Remind Me At. You're listening to The App Guy.
The App Guy podcast. Straight from your host, Paul, the App Guy, sharing his app entrepreneur journey with you for your enjoyment. And now, Paul, the App Guy.
Welcome to another episode of the App Guy podcast. I'm your host, it's Paul Kemp, and this is the podcast that basically goes and finds the best founders, app entrepreneurs, anyone who can inspire us to do great things. And I love where I just literally go around the world and pick these brilliant guests who come onto the show and help us with our journeys. It's all about you and your journey. So if you're interested in apps, entrepreneurship, startups, how to found a company, how to get ideas off the ground, this is the podcast for you. And it's the episode for you because I have a great founder. A founder, in fact, he's so great, he's actually named his company Founder Fox. and we know it's a cool company because it's founderfox.io. I definitely recommend you go and check that out. It's Corey Handy, and he is here to talk to us about Founder Fox and what he's up to. So Corey, welcome to the App Guy podcast.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we would love to know about founderfox.io. What is it and what does it do?
Sure. So Founder Fox was basically something, my co-founder Mitchell and I just thought of one day. We were, in the valley. We just build apps for fun. And we were like, man, wouldn't it be cool if, like, you know, every struggle for a founder is like getting funded, right? So, and getting your startup out. So whether you're funding or not, you're always funding. And every founder will tell you that. You're always fundraising, sorry. So we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could create like a pipeline for startups just to go on their phone and just start filming like a 1 to 2 minute pitch of like what exactly they're doing? Because this would get rid of all the fluff. It would get rid of them rambling and all that kind of stuff and make them really hyper-focused on exactly what they're trying to achieve. And then this cuts down for the VCs as well, where, you know, they don't feel like they have to read like a 20 page pitch deck after over and over and over again and sort of looking at the same thing. And, you know, they get a ton of emails. So we wanted to kind of streamline that process for them too, where they could just come in Founder Fox and just start browsing quick videos, like quick pitches. And then they can bookmark them, save them for later. And they can watch them like in a playlist format type thing. So we just really wanted to streamline that process because we feel like it's very fragmented across like a lot of different things.
This is so exciting, Corey. I have to say that the fact is you are the first person on this entire series, 331 episodes, where you have built a solution for the angel investors, for the founders, for the funding community. And there can't be too many ideas like this floating around. You must be pretty unique.
We've seen like a few that are similar in nature, but like they're still not hitting the mark. And it's not to like bash them or anything, because it's a very hard mark to hit and we don't even feel like we're hitting it yet. But, you know, it's something very, very new. And I feel like, you know, because of the whole VC and investor industry, it's you know, like it is very outdated because like these people are like come from an investment banking background and things like that. And they're used to spreadsheets and PowerPoints and all this kind of stuff. So we're starting to see a lot of founders come in, or sorry, a lot of VCs come in now who are ex-founders of companies and they've been acquired and they've made a lot of money and now they're like, I want to invest. So they're smart people and they've been in technology their whole life. So, you know, we feel like we want to give them something that they would use instead of looking at boring pitches all day. So we've seen a few solutions on the web, but nothing on mobile. And the reason why we chose mobile was because one, it's our strength, we're mobile guys. And then two, I thought it'd be really neat where we can sort of allow the founders to pitch no matter where they are. Like no matter where they are, they don't have to be sitting in front of their computer or anything like that, right? They can just go on and do a live pitch right now. They're in the moment, they're inspired. You know, they're having a good day. They're like, you know what? I'm going to go do a pitch right now.
This is so cool.
So, yeah. And we want it to be really fun. And we want weird stuff to happen while they're pitching. Like they could be at a mall and like be pitching or something. You know what I mean? Like we want it like in the moment pitching type stuff happening. Very fun, very inspirational. Really let the VCs and the users sort of meet the founders and create a connection with them they could never have gotten anywhere else. Because a pitch deck will not do that for you, and neither will your angel list profile or any of that stuff. They have to see your face, they have to hear your voice. I find like the best products that I truly love, I feel like I have a connection with the founder, even though we haven't really actually met each other. It's just because I followed them online and I've heard them talk in like interviews and all that kind of stuff. Like, and I'll give you one example. You know, Ryan Hoover at Product Hunt. He's like the face of his company. He's always tweeting. We always tweet together. He's always tweeting with people. His face is everywhere, right? And that's great because he wants people to fall in love with him. So ultimately, they'll use his product too. They'll say, yeah, you know that Ryan Hoover, he's a really good guy. I'm going to go check his product out. And, you know, inherently, it is a really good product. But at the same time, they're using it because they feel connected to Ryan like they're friends. And they feel almost obligated like to go to Product Hunt and use it to support Ryan, right? So essentially that's what we want to do for founders. We want people to be supporting them, not just at a level of, oh, I think your product's cool, but I want them to support founders on, I really like this guy and I want him to win. And I'm going to do whatever I can do to help this person win.
So what we're
trying to do.
So I actually think that anyone listening to this episode, even though they may not be an investor, could go and look at your app, because I'm guessing it's like a kind of combination of AngelList and TED, you know, so the TED Talks that you get, but like 2-minute pitches. And as a creator, then you can get an idea of what the good pitches are. Because do you have some kind of ranking system in the app to pull out the best pitches that is getting more attention?
Yeah. So right now, because we're only like 2 weeks old,
all right, okay.
And like we just kind of built the best, you know, minimal viable product that, you know, we could throw out there, and we knew like, you know, if it got some legs, this would be great. We do have some like things that we're building right now to sort of like algorithmically kind of, you know, do things for us so we don't have to curate as much. But right now it's 100% curated. So any pitch that comes through the app, my partner Mitchell and I, we review pitches before we go to bed, and then we upload them to the server and they're ready to go. Like they're in the app the minute they're uploaded to the server, basically. So
Corey, you turned yourself into possibly a venture capitalist, but just without the funding. As you're actually now.
By accident, yeah, by accident.
You're like one of these guys off Shark Tank now.
Yeah, like I can spot a good pitch really quick now. Excuse me, I see trends in pitches now. I could see different things when people are pitching, and it's really funny because I was totally oblivious to this stuff before I started doing this. I had no idea what made a good pitch. Right.
So this is actually it's really good learning. I think that this is highly relevant for our audience and. Like if you go to the app and just see what a good pitch is, have you got any recommendations on a few good pitches we could look at on the app?
I'm just trying to think here.
I'll tell you what we'll do is you send me some links to or like some names of the good pitches, and we'll put that on the show notes. So people have to go to my website to just find that out. That's the
theappguy.com. Sure, I will do that definitely. There's one person in particular that stood out to me because they were really funny in their pitch, and I love humor. Like I find the funny things in anything in life, right? But this guy, his name's Tom, and their startup's called Sell My Couch, and I just thought it was the funniest pitch because it was. Have you seen the Dollar Shave Club? Yeah,
I was about to say the Dollar Shave Club. That's so weird.
Yeah. So it kind of reminded me like a poor man's version of that. And him and I have talked already on email and Twitter and stuff. And you know, I feel like I know him a little bit more now. And they're just great guys over there, and they're just having fun with it. And that's what we want to see. We want to see people not taking pitches too seriously because, in all honesty, nobody wants to watch a robot on the screen. Nobody wants to watch someone really uptight and nervous. Just have some fun. Let loose. Almost act like you're Skyping a buddy on the other line. And just like go with it. It doesn't have to be scripted or anything. And you know, they can delete it and edit it anytime they want before it's actually published or even when it is published. Into the app, like when it's posted, you can delete it, edit it. It's not a big deal. We want this to be a fun learning thing where people can get feedback openly and see what makes a good pitch, get really good at nailing their pitch. And ultimately, the end of the day, the goal is to help them get seen by VCs and get contacted. But we also have another big goal that we're trying to accomplish, and that is user acquisition. We want these startups, whether they're in beta and they're not even launched yet or they are launched, we want them to use our platform to pitch their product. If they need early beta users, they could say, hey, this is what I do, blah, 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 and come sign up to my website because I would love it if, you know, you would join my testing. You know what I mean? Or so there's a lot of ways you can use pitching, and it doesn't just have to be like, well, my product's ready right now and I need money, so I'm going to go pitch it. You know, that is great, but there's so many ways to utilize a pitching platform like this.
Yeah, Corey, one of the biggest questions I'm often asked by app entrepreneurs is how to put a good pitch deck together. And usually there's like kind of these pitch decks I get that have 20, 30 pages that are really quite tedious to go through. And so I love the idea that you're kind of streamlining that whole process, and anybody can create these, I'm guessing, and upload them.
Yeah, anybody can. It's not like we do not exclude anybody. We encourage anybody who's got a startup that they're working on, you know, to go do a pitch. I mean, we look at all pitches, and we don't necessarily say like, oh, this one's a terrible pitch, it's not ever getting on. We will contact the founder who pitched it to us, and we'll give them pointers on how to make it better before we actually put it on FounderFox, because we want them to get the best out of our tool that they can. We don't want to set them up for failure. We want to help them too at the same time, right?
So Corey, a lot of the Appster tribe listening to this are looking to do something, you know, as awesome as you've done. Is this your first startup? And tell us a bit about yourself, because it sounds to me like you've just kind of come up with this awesome idea. And we'd love to know a little bit more about you and how you kind of arrived at this startup.
Sure, yeah. So I've been a designer for over 10 years now. I've been working in web. More recently, the last 5-6 years, I've been strictly just a iOS designer. You know, I've been working with big companies like PayPal, Microsoft, Expedia, Hotwire, things like that, and just working on their mobile products. And more recently, I quit PayPal about, I want to say January, March, April-ish, I left PayPal to just pursue my own stuff. Because I've always been an idea guy. Like, I've always had, like, my wheels spin so fast all the time. And it's been a problem, but it's been a happy accident at the same time. Like, everyone's like, man, you think so much and so deep, but like, you got to calm down. But I just like to just go. And I always get like a million ideas in my head, and I'm constantly like writing them in Google spreadsheets and Google Docs all the time, like ideas I have.
Right.
So I always joke around, like, if I had an army of iOS developers, I could build like amazing one after another apps, but you know, that's here nor there. But, Yeah, so FounderFox was just my buddy, Mitchell,
do you mind if we just focus in on that part of the journey we've skipped over, which is you leaving PayPal? And
sure.
I know that, again, we've had listeners to the show who have left stable positions, good careers, because they have this burning desire to go and sort of create something themselves. How did you overcome the fear factor of doing it? Because it must have been a big jump for you.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big deal because a lot was going on in my life at the time. I had a brand new baby born February 18th. So you're saying
you left just
you've had yeah you've I, had, I had a baby wow. and then I left a stable job, right? And I have another daughter as well, and she's almost 4 years old. But so I have two kids, and one of them was brand new, and I was like, I want to go leave and I want to pursue my entrepreneurial side. You know, I'm tired of giving great ideas to big companies and making them millions and millions of dollars. I'm like, if I can do this for a big company, I'm going to try to do it for myself and empower myself to do that. I suggest anyone to at least try it. Like, you know, even at nights, if you're not fully confident yet that you've got a great idea, dabble in your nights, because that's what I did. I would work at PayPal in the day, and I'd come home and I would design apps and build apps with my partner Mitchell at nighttime. And he was in Anaheim Hills, California, and I was in San Jose. And we were just like on Slack and Skype and doing all this kind of stuff. And then eventually he moved up and he actually moved in with us.
That is so cool.
We just like build apps. Yeah. And it's funny because we're in Seattle now, and we build apps out of my garage at my house. And people like are just blown away. I have neighbors that walk by and they're like, what are you guys doing here? And we're like, we build mobile apps. And they're like, wow, this is so cool. This is like that show I watch, Silicon Valley, you know? And it's really funny. And we actually had people who want to just come by and see the garage. We had a guy come yesterday. He was on his way out of town back to San Francisco. He was a startup founder. And he was like, I really want to come meet you guys and see the garage. So he came, saw the garage. We had a good chat for about an hour. And then he had to leave and go catch his flight. So you know, it's really cool, just to do your own thing and not have to work for anybody but yourself. It's very motivating because people go, oh, don't you get distracted working at home? I have two kids too, but it's only distracting if you're working on things you're not passionate about. Like if you're passionate with your own projects, you're not going to neglect them. You're going to give them the time, right? So, if I was working on a client's work, I'd probably get distracted. I'd be like, you know, I'm going to go take my kids to the zoo today, right? or something, right? So, yeah.
And how did you overcome? There must have been a lot of people saying to you, friends, family, colleagues, don't leave. This is crazy. You know, you've got responsibilities. Or did you kind of have a support network and people believe in what you were trying to do?
Yeah, you know, that's the hardest point right there, because like they do have... you know, they are right, but they are wrong at the same time. Because I mean, a lot of people, they don't understand this industry to begin with. So, you know, they don't get like what it's like to go start your own company. They think it's like you're starting a bakery or something, right? So it's very different in what we do. And, you know, my mom, she supported me a lot and told me like, yeah, go do it if you want to do it, but you're crazy. and you know, my wife has been like my number one sort of fan. Like she's always just like, I got your back, whatever you want to do, let's just do it, you know, and we'll give it a try.
Yeah. I find that like part of your journey the most interesting, because I've had exactly the same experience where you do need the support of a partner. I left a six-figure salary in the city in finance. Everyone was saying I was crazy, but I just knew I had to kind of, because life is short and I wanted to do something that I really was passionate about. And making money for other people in finance didn't seem like the kind of goal of my life. So, but I couldn't have done it without my wife. And I'm glad to hear that you had the same experience.
Yeah, it's been an incredible run. And like, I'm really grateful for like this whole experience, and the app is, you know, blowing up and ever, you know, it was funny because Mitchell and I, we went down to San Francisco last week to meet with some investors and things like that. And we took a flight obviously back home, and I was just tweeting before the flight was going to take off, like, oh, you know, leaving San Francisco back to Seattle. And one of our fans, like one of the people that follow us on Twitter, was like, I'm on the same flight. And he came over and shook our hands on the flight and was like, you guys are awesome. I love the app. Keep doing what you're doing. And like, we were kind of like, is this real? Like, is there a camera somewhere? Are we being like pumped right now or something? But it was a pretty surreal moment for both of us, knowing that we've built something that people in the startup community have really latched onto. And it was really cool. And it was funny. I told my wife that story and she just started laughing. She's like, this is great. Like, you guys, you know, are really doing something amazing. And it's really important to get your spouse's, you know, feedback and get them on your side and, you know, really get them helping you out as much as they can.
If anyone is listening who wants to know why, like people like you and I do what we do, it is because of those moments. And I had exactly the same experience where I was in Dubai and somebody who was living in literally in a desert town outside of Dubai, hundreds of miles away, said, oh, I love your podcast. I listen to it on the commute. And it was just like the most random kind of encounter.
It's awesome, though.
It makes you feel good, huh?
It makes you feel really good and it makes you almost, it's almost like a sign, someone telling you like you're on the right path, you know?
Yeah. And that's what, so like listening to this now, I want to appeal to everybody, just start giving back feedback and reaching out to those products you love, because founders will love you for it. So let me tell you about just a fantastic sponsor of mine called Gummy Cube, and something quite unique about Gummy Cube. It really is, something that I think you'll be interested in learning about. It's DataCube, their DataCube platform. And they use this for app store optimization and to manage mobile app marketing campaigns. Now, GummyCube has built DataCube from the ground up rather than adapting existing mobile and web searches to gather the data. The engine powering the DataCube platform pulls data from the app stores. It monitors iTunes and Google Play right at the moment, and also advertising networks and information from mobile users gathered through the stores. Now, this approach separates it from all those other competitors. GummyCube points out that any data taken from traditional searches is less effective when used solely for analyzing mobile marketing campaigns. It makes sense, right? You need the data from the app stores to do app store optimization. So I highly recommend going to check them out. It's www.gummycube.com. That's www.gummycube.com. And thank you, GummyCube, for continuing to be such a great supporter. So I have a highly relevant sponsor. They're called Apptentive, and they will help you get the best reviews for your app. Now, don't just take my word for it, because here is one of their clients who has given a quote. All recipes who have apps in the App Store, this is what they say. Apptentive has given us a way to see our customer feedback and to respond directly to the user giving the feedback, which allows us to have a two-way conversation with our app users. This dialogue is significant because it makes our users know that their feedback is taken seriously and shapes the conversation in a way that's positive for both of us. Go and check it out. You get a free consultation by going to www.apptentive.com. Thank you very much to Apptentive for supporting this show. So go get a free consultation by going to www.apptentive.com/appguy. It's all lowercase. And thank you very much to Apptentive for supporting this show. There's actually two more things we need to squeeze in before we say goodbye. I love the idea that one is that we do try to give ideas to the Appster tribe listening to this so they can go out off and build stuff. And you mentioned a Google Sheet with tons and tons of ideas. Would you be able to share one of those with us? Just one idea for an app.
One idea for an app. Oh, man, which one do I want to give you guys here?
You can tell us it's your best one, but it could be at the bottom of your list if you want.
I like the idea of a mobile app that just sort of gives me, you know, about roughly 3-minute little videos of educational things. So I can go in and, you know, maybe choose a category, and anyone can just post a video, 3 minutes worth of something they want to teach me or share with me or something. So for instance, if I wanted to just choose mobile category, I can go in and I can see a bunch of videos from just random strangers giving me advice and tips on mobile. just 3 minutes worth, just like bite-sized information. I don't want to sit and watch an hour-long tutorial. But I think that has a lot of power in that, and I think it's something no one's done, and I think someone will do it eventually, but I really feel there's a lot of power just sitting. If someone can build a really beautiful, beautiful app that works seamlessly like Vine.
I think you're onto something. I was just having a chat with the company that's, I think they spun off from National Geographic, and they're creating some kind of apps, and it's curating these educational videos, which are short educational videos, and that you'll get basically six a day. And I was helping them kind of guide them with a launch. It seems to me like there's a lot of appetite for that, like curation of education.
Yeah, it's a big thing, and it's only getting bigger. It's not going away. So
yeah. So that's the good idea for anyone. Just think of a subject, do bite-sized videos, and put that into an app, and you might get a lot of downloads. The other last thing then is, I know this is the last thing. This is a show about apps, Corey. So we would love to kind of get from you maybe one or two app recommendations of apps that you just think haven't been mentioned on this show yet, but could be good recommendations for us to use, and could be your personal or business life, whatever you think.
So something really funny actually is, although I design apps and I build apps all the time, I don't necessarily use a lot of apps. I'm very like, you know, kind of like the shoemaker goes without shoes, so to speak.
I love that. That's
like,
going down
that's,
as a quote.
That's how I am. Like, I don't have time to go and look at every app. I kind of just, you know, I scour the web, obviously, for inspiration and things like that when it comes to mobile design. But
okay, well, how about this then? Your coolest recommendation for a tool or some kind of resource that you're using for your business?
I'll give you an app. I use Flipboard all the time, actually. Flipboard's awesome. I also use Fitmen Cook. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Hang on a minute. You are joking me. I was involved in the launch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fitmen Cook. I have it.
This is.
I love it. It's someone gifted it for me. One of our fans actually from Founder Fox found out that we were like eating pizzas because we were working so much. We just like order pizzas, and he gifted me the app. He's like, here, use this app. It'll help you, you know. And
I tell you what, I bet you either he did that or there were some codes that we put onto our Product Hunt. But you've given me an opportunity to kind of like just say about the pitch.
Go ahead. It was
one of the most fantastic app launches I've ever been involved with. And there is a blog post I'll put on the show notes that kind of goes through in great detail what we did. But it ended up getting to the top two paid slot in the US, beating Minecraft, beating pretty much everything, Grand Theft Auto, top two overall. And it only missed the top slot because Monument Valley had a slash sale on the particular day. But it was a wonderful app to be involved in. The team behind it, Andreas and Kevin, they sent me this video during the day. They were jumping up and down and celebrating. It was just great.
That's awesome.
And it was a zero marketing budget as well. So it's lovely to know that, you know, apps can do that without having a massive marketing spend.
It's great. I love the app though. I like the design of it, and I actually like the vision. Like, I like what they're trying to do. Like, that was the other thing I really, you know, obviously I have to use it, right? So it was really neat going in and seeing meals that I can make and all that kind of stuff. So,
Cool. It's a small world, I have to say. But I'm glad that you mentioned that because that's made my, it's the whole theme of the show, making someone's day.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
Ran, Corey, this has been terrific. I have to say that I'm just blown away by your idea. I do think that everyone should be playing with the app Founder Fox, and you can get it from going to theappguy.co and searching episode 331 for all the links, or you can go to founderfox.io. Corey, how's the best way of getting in touch with you and connecting with you if we kind of want to see you on a plane or grab you somewhere?
I'm very open, actually. Like, if anyone wants to talk, you know, I just like give them my email or my Twitter handle. I'm always on Twitter. I live there. Can I say my email over the air?
Yeah,
so you can email me at kori Corey at founderfox.io. If you have any questions, you just want to like chat, I'm cool at that. I usually give people my phone number after I've made an intro on email, and I have people text me all the time and ask for advice or, you know, whatever. I'm fairly open. You know, I don't mind any of that stuff. So yeah, that's how you can get a hold of me if you want.
Great. And your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at KORIDHANDY. So it's Corey D. Handy.
Pretty cool that you got your own name there. So you must have been pretty early.
Yeah, I've been on there for a while.
Yeah, we had a guy, a guest actually recently, who had three letters in his Twitter handle. And
wow.
He was one of the first, I think, 100 or 150 employees at Twitter. So they managed to get all the decent... decent names.
yeah, they just like stocked up on them. Yeah,
it was, instead of getting shares in the company, you just put, you know, you could actually just get a load of URLs. So.
Yeah, I want URLs, yeah.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Corey, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us on the App Guy podcast. All the best. And if there's anything we can do to help you out, then let us know.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. This was awesome. Thanks for having me on. And I love the show. I watched, you know, a lot of episodes all the time. I was just actually watching one last night. It was really good. And yeah, if anyone wants to chat, let me know. That's about it.
Just to remind you that this show is sponsored by GummyCube. GummyCube are a big data company that are collecting data into DataCube, which is pulling data from the app stores, Google Play and the Apple App Store. So go and use an app store optimization company that is getting its data from the app stores and not from web searches, which do not relate really to what's going on in the app store. Go and check them out. It's www.gummycube.com. Thank you very much to GummyCube. They're just such a great supporter of this show. So let me remind you that this episode has been sponsored by Apptentive. Now you can go and sign up for a free mobile app consultation by going to apptentive.com/appguy. That's all lowercase, apptentive.com/appguy. All you need to do is complete a form, and what they'll do is they will evaluate an overall app experience and information about how Apptentive can increase your app's ratings and reviews. So go to www.apptentive.com/appguy, get that free consultation, and thank you, Apptentive, for supporting this show. So I wanted to remind you that I am looking for feedback on this podcast, and if you are a long-term listener, then I would love to hear what you have to think and say about the show. It means that I can filter out some of the comments that I'm getting from people who are only discovering my show right now. So if you do want to leave feedback, just go to theappguy.co/survey. That's theappguy.co/survey, all lowercase, and go and just complete it. It's not very long. There's no incentive for you to complete it other than really helping me and helping give back and shape your show. Because this is what I do for you. And I am so keen to just hear what you think and get feedback. I've actually had people complete the survey and point out a favorite episode and manage to get the guests and them connected. So no promises on that. But if you do complete it, then obviously it's helping shape your show.